I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio at 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, March the 2nd. And I'm looking forward to hearing your questions for our guest physician this hour. He is the Director of Complementary and Integrative Medicine at the Mayo Clinic. And he's also the medical editor of the Mayo Clinic's book on alternative medicine. And that book and the fact that it's the last morning of weekday morning of our winter pledge drive is something I hope will encourage you to pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour. Joining me to encourage you to do that is the producer of this program, Leo Duran. Hi, Leo.
Good morning, Joy.
And also Cheryl Gasser, who is the executive producer of this and all of the talk shows you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy.
You know what? We exceeded our goal in the last hour, $3,700 plus raised in that 6 o'clock hour. Thank you so very much if you've called in your pledge. It really does help Wisconsin Public Radio pay for the programming that you like. And now, though, it is the new hour, and we have a new goal, and it's much bigger. It's $7,000 this hour, but that's because it's the last morning, and this great book is our thank you gift.
That's right. You can get that thank you gift for a pledge of $150 or more to 1-800-383-9772. It's your guide to different ways to treat yourself. If you're sick, maybe you're sore from shoveling all that snow. And I was actually just looking at the page on massage, and luckily they say massages are great, that it's not just for people who go to spas, but if your muscles are tired and sore, it'll give you some great advice if you've never gotten a massage before. Or what are some things to ask about? This is your guide to different things like that. So call 1-800-383-9772.
It's the Mayo Clinic's new book of alternative medicine, yours for a pledge of $12.50 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. It covers things like massage, acupuncture, cold remedies, herbs and dietary supplements, what works and what doesn't. And Joy, you've been suffering from a cold this last little bit.
Oh, that's right. In fact, I'm hoping that listeners will call in if they have some advice on their remedy, natural remedy or home remedy that really might help them, that does help them when they have a cold. I've been suffering with a cold since last weekend. It's on its way out. I have a little bit of a cough still, but it's on its way out. There is a section there, though, on things I might want to consider, or you might want to consider the next time you have a cold. 1-800-383-9772. That's the number to call in a pledge of any amount to help support Wisconsin Public Radio as our winter membership drive winds down. The last weekday morning, the last opportunity during this program, especially if you're a listener at during the 7 o'clock hour, for you to show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio to help pay for the programming that you value, a pledge of $150 a year or more, and we'll be happy to send you this book on the Mayo Clinic's book on alternative medicine. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because you value the different ideas and opinions that you hear every morning and every day. So call 1-800-383-9772 because we'll send you a book of even more ideas with that book from the Mayo Clinic on their book of alternative medicine. It's yours with a pledge of support for $150 or more to 1-800-383-9772.
Joy does an amazing job each morning covering everything from health and medicine 1 hour to the latest in politics the next hour. She's here for you 3 hours every morning. Be here for her now with your pledge of support. Thank her for the wonderful job that she does. Thank Leo and Carmen Jackson and Karen Prager for the great guests that they bring you. And thank yourself, knowing that you are doing what you can to help keep this programming going strong. 1-800-383-9772. This is the last weekday morning of the drive, the only chance this hour for you to get the new Mayo Clinic book of alternative medicine for a pledge of $150 a year or more.
Working toward a $7,000 goal during this 7 o'clock hour. But we can get there with your help, with your pledge of $150 a year or more, or your pledge of $100 a month or your pledge of whatever the amount might be. They all add up. They all go into the pot that pays for the programming that you value. Programming and interviews and information about health, like we are today, about politics, which we will do in our next hour, about food, which is what we did last hour, a wide variety of topics, some of the greatest guests that you'll hear anywhere, thanks to Leo Duran and Cheryl and Karen Prager and Carmen Jackson, who find the many great guests that you hear on this program that you get to talk to directly if you choose to. 1-800-383-9772. Please support Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up a copy of this book for your own health if you'd like it. 1-800-383-9772.
And we hope that Wisconsin Public Radio is your go-to source for all the latest things affecting your life, from health and wellness to food to politics. And what is that worth to you? Is that worth $150 for a whole year or $1,250 a month? Because with your pledge of support for that amount, we'll send you that thank you gift, the Mayo Clinic Book of Alternative Medicine. Again, so that's yours for a pledge of support for $150. Or if you decide to, you can break it up into monthly payments to $1,250 a month. And you just call 1-800-383-9772. Just takes a few minutes and you're done.
And I should point out that this book, one of the interesting things about it is very easy to read, and it's got a coating of a green light, meaning, hey, go for it. This has some merit to it, this particular treatment or option. It has a yellow light, which says, you know, maybe the studies are mixed on this, and, you know, you can probably take it. It's not going to hurt you, but it may not help you. And then they do have some that have red lights on it, that this particular one, stop. You aren't going to help yourself, and maybe you might hurt yourself if you go this route. So very easy to understand. Every single condition you can possibly think of, the different therapies that are out there. The Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine talks about the best of natural therapies and conventional medicine. Straight answers from the world's leading medical experts. Yours for a pledge of $150 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Enjoy. I was just paging through that book, and I think I saw in there a green light for the benefits of pledging to WPR.
1-800-383-9772. Good one, Leo. And there are scientific studies, we talked about this earlier in the week, that show that people who pledge, who give to charities like Wisconsin Public Radio, donate, become a member, actually feel better. The part of your brain that's stimulated with sex and drugs and money.
The things that stimulate your brain.
Feel good.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio stimulates your brain too, and I hope keeps you informed on the issues of the day and the issues that matter to you, like your health. And Leo's right. You will feel better when you make that pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You will know that you are supporting a service that brings so much information to so many people. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772.
And I think what will make you feel bad is if we don't make that goal and if you don't get your hands on that book. So call 1-800-383-9772, because Wisconsin Public Radio is there for you to help you out at different parts of your life, in different aspects of your life. So call 1-800-383-9772, because we need your help now to make that $7,000 goal. And we won't make it there by you pledging $7,000 on your own. We can make it with everyone throughout the state. So once you call in, somebody else will call in, and one by one, we'll make it to our goal.
Won't you be the next person to make that pledge, either online at WPR.org or on the phone talking with a friendly volunteer, 800-383-9772. If you're a new member to Wisconsin Public Radio this drive, thank you. If you're a longtime member, thank you so much. Thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. But if you're not a member yet, become one this hour. And for a pledge of $150 a year or more, pick up the Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine.
Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Leo. And we will talk to you a little bit later in the hour. And thanks to you if you have called in your pledge already this drive or already this morning, or maybe you're an ongoing member and you renew through the mail or EFT. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You don't know how important it is. I hope you know how important it is. If you haven't made that call, though, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Help us raise $7,000 in listener support this hour on this, the last weekday morning of our winter membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, March the 2nd. And we will talk about our health, and we will talk about alternative medicine and complementary medicine and natural therapies, and whether various natural therapies and alternative medicines are effective or not, are safe or not. And we will welcome, as I mentioned earlier, any alternative or natural remedies that you have to start off here for the common cold. That's right, I'm suffering from a cold. You might hear it in my voice. You might hear it when I hack every once in a while, and I do apologize for that. I got a get well card in the mail this morning. I opened it up, and it really lifted my spirits. Get well wishes are on the wind, fluttering gently your way. Hope you're up and flying soon. Thank you very much to Marcia, who said she noted a change in my voice during the pledge week, and good for you for keeping going. And thank you very much for the get well wishes, Marcia. And I am getting better. It's on its way out. But I'm always interested in hearing on what you can do when you have a cold, treatments that work and maybe treatments that don't work so well. But we'll talk ailments of all sorts and alternative and complementary treatments of all sorts when you call 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. We are very fortunate to have with us this hour Dr. Brent Bauer, the director of the Complementary and Integrative Medicine Program and a physician in the Department of Internal Medicine at Mayo Clinic. Dr. Bauer is an associate professor of medicine in the College of Medicine and the medical editor of Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine, The New Approach to Using the Best Natural Therapies and Conventional Medicine. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, thanks very much for being with us. I know that there are ailments a lot more serious than the common cold, but boy, it's really going around the station here. I'm not the only one who's coughing and sniffling. Why don't we cure this thing, first of all?
Well, listen, I'm in the same boat, so I'm actually hoping your listeners will help me out as well.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us, not feeling up to snuff there. But we are getting some listeners calling in with their own natural remedies for this. But I did get a tip from somebody in Pledge Central this weekend when I was really bad. She said, you know, go to the natural food store, the natural pharmacy in town, and pick up some natural antibiotics or probiotics or something like that, and that'll just wipe it out for you. You know, have any advice about that?
Sure. Well, the probiotics are actually bacteria that are thought to be beneficial, and they actually have some pretty good studies supporting their use for things like diarrhea associated with antibiotics. Now, for the common cold, there isn't that much research supporting their use, but it's one of those therapies where the risk is pretty low, and anecdotally, if you've had some benefit from it, sure can't argue with trying something for what's turned out to be a very miserable and long-lasting cold for most of us.
Yeah. Another producer who's answering calls right now, Karen Prager, recommended to me, it's an over-the-counter product that you can get at the drugstore, and I'm going to name the brand name, and there are probably others like it. It's called Zicam, and I think it must have zinc in it. It says even on the box, the homeopathic, you're supposed to suck on these lozenges for every few hours.
Yep.
Is there any evidence that helps?
Well, there's two good questions there. One is zinc, and zinc kind of had its day in the sun when some early studies seemed to suggest it would help with the common cold, but most of the subsequent studies weren't nearly as positive. So it's kind of fallen out of favor to some degree, although again, anecdotally, I have lots of patients who swear by it and think they're getting great relief, and there really isn't much risk to the zinc lozenges or most of the treatment. So it's one of those categories where it probably isn't going to be tremendously effective, but if it helps you, why not try it?
Yeah. There's a study going on right now at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I know there have been many, many studies about this, so sometimes I wonder why we're studying it so much, but echinacea, and whether or not echinacea will, reduce the symptoms or severity of the cold. Well, what do we know so far?
Well, that's one of the challenges. I think echinacea is a perfect example of why it's so hard to study herbs, because, you know, when you say echinacea, there's at least three different species that most people use to treat the common cold. So right off the bat, you have to know which species you're talking about. And then there's probably about 20 different ways to prepare each plant, whether you use the roots or the flowers, whether you use a freeze-dried method or alcohol extraction, water extraction. So very quickly, it becomes very confusing because one preparation that didn't help the common cold doesn't mean that we've proven definitively that echinacea doesn't work, and vice versa. If one preparation does seem to have some benefit, all we can say is that one specific preparation has some benefit. Doesn't mean you can go to the shelf and pick one of 60 different brands and be guaranteed of getting the same combination of ingredients.
The treatment that you recommend for the common cold is chicken soup and plenty of fluids and rest?
Well, you know, it turns out Grandma was pretty smart about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And chicken soup is one of them.
Well, actually, you know, there have been some actual studies on chicken soup, and it's probably any hot broth where you're getting that steamy effect from the hot liquid. If nothing else, again, it's a soothing effect, probably helps loosen some of the secretions. You know, a hot shower has some of the same effects.
Let me bring in a caller who has a suggestion. Dan in La Crosse. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
What do you do for a cold or a sore throat?
Well, it's practiced in, like, African people, but take a glass or a quartz crystal jar and put organic honey in it that hasn't been raised over 102 degrees in processing. Add a garlic clove to it and let the sun beat on it for like 3 to 5 days, and the garlic will absorb into the honey. And then let that baste a teaspoon, put it in your mouth, and let it baste on the back of the throat for a minute or two without swallowing it. And then do that about 20 minutes to a half hour later. Do that 3 times, and that horrible irritated throat should dissipate or go away.
Really? Oh, yes. Gosh. But what, three to five days? Do I want to have garlic and honey fermenting for 5 days in the sun? You've done this, Dan? It works? And you don't get sick from it?
No, not at all, because they're both antibiotics.
Antibacterial. Yeah, Dr. Bauer, what do you say to that?
Yeah, well, there's actually some interesting studies using honey to help heal wounds that have become infected and aren't responding to the usual treatments. Again, it's a non-pasteurized, high-grade honey that you wouldn't just go to the grocery store and put some on your shelf, as your caller's identifying. And garlic also has some mild antibiotic activity. So again, you know, I haven't heard of this particular remedy, the combination of the two, but there's plausibility behind what was just described.
Yeah, and I saw in your book, and I lost the page, but garlic was listed under what some people try for a cold.
Yep.
Is there some studies that show garlic helps?
There is. Garlic is one of those confusing herbs because there's been a few small studies that suggest it can help shorten the duration of a cold, and there's been several others that have shown no benefit. And garlic's been in the news recently because the big study came out now saying, when looking at a whole lot of studies over time, garlic doesn't seem to have much effect on cholesterol. That's its other claim to fame. But again, I think we have to be very careful. One study usually doesn't prove or disprove anything very definitively for all the reasons we explained earlier. Just so many challenges to doing good research in this realm of herbs and dietary supplements.
Dan, thanks very much for that sore throat remedy. Sounds very interesting. And speaking of cholesterol, Tim in Sparta had a question about that. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Well, it seems like pretty much almost everybody, or a lot of people I know, especially men, are on these high-powered cholesterol-lowering drugs, including myself. I take Vytorin. But I was just curious on any natural. I too had heard of the garlic study that just came out, the saying that doesn't really have much of an effect. But my grandma says eat a lot of oatmeal, that lowers cholesterol. But I don't think it's going to lower it to the extent that. Is there anything that can lower it to the extent of these powerful drugs that are out there?
Well, that's
nobody really knows the long-term effects of these drugs because they haven't been out for, you know, a very long time. And I'm a pretty young guy. If I'm on these drugs for like 30 years, it's a little bit of a concern.
Yep, and I think that's a perfect question because you really don't want to be on drugs if you don't have to. I mean, that's always the best thing to do is do as much as you can without drugs. If your total cholesterol is at 350 or 400 and you have lots of risk factors, you're probably not going to be able to get by without turning to some type of pharmaceutical treatment, at least initially. But an important point is, if you're on a powerful drug, it doesn't mean you can forget the important things of nutrition, exercise, changing your diet. I mean, I see a lot of patients who think just because they're on the new high-powered statin drug that they can forego all those basics. So if you have the basics taken care of and you're just a little bit high, then I think it's very reasonable to look at some of these natural treatments, including garlic. Gugel is another herb that's been around for a long time. It's used in India as part of Ayurvedic medicine, and there it actually works pretty well. What we haven't seen here in the United States is Gugel perform very well, but that's typically because most of the studies have looked at people eating a typical Western diet.
You know, I'm not familiar with that. What that is, Gugel? Did you say?
Well, yeah, it's not Google like the web site.
Right.
It's a Gugul.
Oh, okay, and it's a supplement.
It's a dietary supplement, mm-hmm. An herb. Another one that's gotten a lot of press recently is polycosanol, and that's a product from sugarcane, where many studies came out of Cuba that showed very positive results, almost as dramatic as we get with the statin medications. And for a long time, it looked like that was going to be a natural competitor to some of the statins. But unfortunately, studies done outside of Cuba just haven't found that benefit.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Brent Bauer. He is the medical editor of Mayo Clinic's book of alternative medicine, The New Approach to Using the Best of Natural Therapies and Conventional Medicine. Our guest answering your questions this hour and also talking about the information in this book, which is yours for a pledge at 1-800-383-9772. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Friday morning, March the 2nd, the last weekday morning of our winter pledge drive. Asking you for your support for the programming that you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, listener-supported radio. You are the most important part of our budget. Your contribution helps pay for the programming like this one right here. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call to make a pledge. Help us reach a $7,000 goal during this hour and pick up with a pledge of $150 a year or more this hour the Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine, The New Approach to Using the Best of Natural Therapies and Conventional Medicine. 1-800-383-9772. It says here that this book provides up-to-date information on how therapy such as herbal supplements, vitamins and minerals, meditation, hypnosis, and acupuncture can help you stay healthy. Mayo Clinic doctors also provide answers to pressing questions about the effectiveness of complementary and alternative medicine and when it's appropriate to use natural remedies and when it's not. The book covers areas such as simple products that can be worked into your daily menu, such as green tea and yogurt, to specific practices like spinal manipulation and biofeedback that may help address a common health condition. Again, this book, yours for a pledge of $150 a year or more at 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. And right now, you can ask a question of our guest physician. He is the medical editor of this book. He is the director of complementary and integrative medicine, the complementary and integrative medicine program at the Mayo Clinic, a physician in the Department of Internal Medicine at the Mayo Clinic, and an associate professor of medicine in the College of Medicine. And we are very fortunate to have him with us, and you can talk to him by calling 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Dr. Brent Bauer, again, the medical editor of Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine. Tim in Sparta, just before news time, Dr. Bauer also wanted to get your take on whether there is any alternative or complementary therapy for someone with high blood pressure?
Well, a great question again. A lot of people in America with high blood pressure. I think one of the things we try to emphasize in the book is really the term alternative probably isn't the right term. We're really trying to be very complementary with our direction, although most people are still using alternative when they look for this information. That's why we use the title. But what I think we do have is a lot of things that can work very nicely with conventional approaches. So, for example, if your physician has you on a medication, obviously the exercise, the diet, all the things you probably have heard already are still very important. Now, adding on top of that, something like meditation, which has been shown in many studies to be very effective in helping drop blood pressure, it may not eliminate the need for medications, but I think it's really neat if we can get somebody down from two medications to one, or maybe if you don't only need one medication, perhaps adding meditation on a regular basis might get rid of that one medication. So this is where we're starting to see things be used in a complementary fashion, or really where this term integrative medicine is coming from. We're starting to integrate the best of both worlds.
Yeah, yeah. You're not saying somebody on a high blood pressure medicine should not take the high blood pressure medicine and go do yoga.
Exactly. The idea that these are alternatives that you do them instead of conventional medicine, I think we've pretty much surpassed that point. Now what we're looking at is, gee, we've got all this great stuff from conventional medicine, and we've got all this great stuff in this realm of alternative medicine, and now we've got enough studies on both sides of the coin. How do we merge them together to get the best of both, especially for me as an individual?
Mm-hmm. His other question about high cholesterol we addressed to some extent, but it brought to mind niacin to me, because I've heard some people take niacin because they believe that helps cholesterol. Is that right?
Absolutely. It's been around for a long time. Many conventional physicians write prescriptions for it, but it's also available over the counter, and it is fairly effective. The only downside is it causes some flushing in a lot of people, so you get kind of a red face and a hot flush, and sometimes that's enough of a nuisance that people won't use it because of that.
Yeah. The book has, I like how this is put together, and that you do have green lights for various therapies or complementary medicines or approaches, and you have yellow lights and you have red lights.
Right.
Green meaning obviously go ahead, yellow meaning this might help or it might not, but it's probably not going to hurt you.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. What we try to do is make it very readable. This isn't meant to be the definitive text. What it's meant to be is, hey, if you're interested but you don't have a lot of background, this book will get you started. Take this information and talk to your physician. Your healthcare provider and you should work as a team. And so when we give something a green light, it means, hey, there's pretty good research. It looks relatively safe for most people. It doesn't mean you can take it without thought, though. We still want you to work as a team with your physician. A yellow indication means that perhaps there's some risks, or maybe the information that we have, the studies aren't quite there in terms of being very conclusive. And a red doesn't mean we don't want you to ever take it necessarily 100%, but there's either some real risks that you need to be strongly aware of and only approach it with expertise, or maybe the data just isn't there and there's some mild risks, but we'd rather stay away from those and concentrate on the ones that can be very helpful and have low risk.
Yeah. Well, we're getting some more calls, I think, with some suggestions for colds and other things. But here's one I also wanted to ask. A lot of people in Wisconsin, well, I'm sure in Minnesota, too, are really, really sore from shoveling that tons of snow that we got last weekend and another blizzard in northern Wisconsin today. What sorts of complementary approaches can we take to those sore muscles that all of us have right now?
Of course, one of the best things if you have access to it is massage. Massage has been looked at for so many things. There's so many great studies. I think it's really moved from the concept of something that's a luxury we do once in a great while. Many people just see the tremendous benefits, and it's certainly at a time like this, when we've got that upper back and neck muscles all tight from all that shoveling, nothing better than a good massage from an excellent certified massage therapist.
We will go to Mike in Madison. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Very good timing, because I actually am a massage therapist.
Oh, good.
And I work in the UW Health Integrative Medicine Program. Mm. And so I'm calling to say thank you, first of all, for that great comment about massage therapy. I believe it very well, obviously. But I also have a couple remedies. I recently had a cold myself, and one of our physicians recommended black elderberry lozenges that have zinc in them as well as an homeopathic remedy. I can't remember the exact name of it, but something like acicillium, maybe.
Okay, yep, absolutely.
And both of those, taken very early on, had a to me, a big impact on the duration and the severity of my symptoms. I cleared very quickly, and I took the black elderberry just about maybe, I think, hourly for the first day or so. And I took just one dose of the oxycillium. The package said you could take up to three doses the first day, and I just took one. And my symptoms cleared within a day or so. And
is the black elderberry just to cover up the taste of the zinc, or is that a part of the remedy?
According to the research that my physician gave me, it's actually the most effective ingredient.
Oh, all right, Dr. Bauer?
Yeah, it's been around for quite a while. Again, small studies, suggesting it may actually help suppress cough a little bit. It may shorten the duration of colds. Again, it's one of those things where the risks seem to be pretty low. And again, if we don't have a lot of risk and we have even a chance of helping something like the common cold where we don't have a better conventional approach, I think it's certainly fine to try these types of things. But always do it in conjunction with your physician just to make sure that there isn't something that might interact with one of your other medications or a medical condition you might have.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. One more quick one, Doris in Shawano County. Hi, Doris.
Hi. I'd like to know from the doctor, are there alternative medicines that may help for short-term memory loss for elderly people?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's a tough question. A lot of people doing a lot of research on this. Ginkgo has probably been around the longest and probably one of the better well-studied herbs. And again, most of the studies suggest it does have some benefit, but it doesn't seem to have a long-term benefit. So it might slow the progression of memory loss maybe by about 6 months duration, but I don't think it's a cure. But I've had a lot of patients do relatively well with that. There's some other ones out there that are being looked at, but none that I'm aware of right now that I'd feel, you know, strongly like it's worth your time and money.
Yeah. That's a hard one. Doris, thank you very much for the call. And Dr. Bauer, thank you so much for taking time to talk with our callers.
It's been a pleasure. I will be sending you some more snow from Minnesota, by the way.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
All right. And take care of that cold.
All right. Thanks much.
Dr. Brent Bauer is the Director of Complementary and Integrative Medicine at the Mayo Clinic. He is the medical editor of the Mayo Clinic's book of alternative medicine. Yours for a pledge of support this hour to Wisconsin Public Radio. Tell you more about that in just a minute. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. About 13 minutes before 8 o'clock and coming up after 8. Hope you are with us as we review the news of the week in our Friday Week in Review with Matt Rothschild and John Sharpless. That's coming up in our next hour. Joining me now, producer Leo Duran. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Joy.
And executive producer Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
And also joining us with our hourly update on the goal of the Wisconsin Public Radio membership drive is Anders Yoakum, the associate director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Anders.
Well, good morning, and wonderful progress to report since the last time I reported. We were over 300,000 at the last time I reported. Now we need 291,724 in the 35 hours and 12 minutes remaining in this pledge drive. So by 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 291,724 needed. It's going well. We're on a roll. We need everyone to pitch in and help us out and meet that goal.
Thank you very much, Anders. And you can help us reach that goal by calling 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge on the web at WPR.org. WPR.org. Let me remind you that we also have a goal this hour of $7,000, which will help us reach that overall goal. And so far, $2,000 raised toward that goal. Very special thank you gift this hour for a pledge of $150 a year or more. The Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine is our thank you gift to you. That and the member benefit card at a $150 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772.
Let's hear from more new members to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour. So far, we've heard from 8 new members. Thank you so much for joining the Wisconsin Public Radio family. Want to hear from as many new members during this drive as possible to grow our membership. That's how we say stay strong. And you can be the next call to 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
That's right. The number is 1-800-383-9772. For your pledge of support for $12.50 a month, you can get that book, The Mayo Clinic Book of Alternative Medicine. It's your guide to helping you figure out what are some good ideas for you if you're suffering from a certain disease or ailment. So call in with your pledge of support to 1-800-383-9772, and we will accommodate you any way we can. If you'd like to do this, if you'd like to pay $150 right off the bat, we can do that. If you want to break it up month by month, you can do that too. If you want us to pay, if you want to pay now by credit card, if you want to bill us later, if you want us to bill you later, we can do that too. So call 1-800-383-9772.
Thank you very much if you've already called in a pledge or if you are a member already of Wisconsin Public Radio. But you know what? You can renew if it's time to renew your membership by calling in a pledge right now. Or if you're a current member and you want to up your pledge, we'd love it if you would do that too. You can up it by $150 and get the Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine, 1-800-383-9772.
If you're interested in taking a holistic approach to your health, and we know that a lot of you are, you will want to have a copy of this book for $12.50 a month or more. The wonderful programming that you hear, the Mayo Clinic Book of Alternative Medicine will be coming your way, a brand new book, as well as the member benefit card that will entitle you to two-for-one entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, discounts on online shopping, two-for-one admission to arts and cultural events all around the state of Wisconsin. Make the pledge. Be the next one to go to the web or go to the phone. Help us reach that goal. We can do it with your support.
Thanks to Jane Green Bay, who called in a pledge this hour. He has been listening for as long as I have been in Wisconsin, 15 years, and I just love it. Well, Jay, thank you so much for calling in your pledge. And Kathleen in Heartland also called in a pledge this hour. She thinks Wisconsin Public Radio is fair and presents all the issues well. Thank you, Kathleen and Jay, for your pledges this hour. Now, what about you? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $150 a year or more. And we have two terrific thank you gifts this hour. The Book of Alternative Medicine by the Mayo Clinic, of all places, and the Member Benefit Card. That's $12.50 a month or more for both of these thank you gifts. 1-800-383-9772.
If you've pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio in the past before, but it's been a while, you can't remember exactly if you're a member, call 1-800-383-9772. We can check it up. We can check on it for you. And if you haven't pledged your support lately, you can pledge your support now. You can pledge your support and also get that book too, for $150 or more, $12.50 a month. So again, it's 1-800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772, the number to call. Want to mention as well the Cruise of Ideas. It's a blustery, cold day here in Wisconsin today, but on June 30th, a Saturday afternoon, on Lake Monona in Madison, Joy Cardine, Larry Mueller, Gene Faraca, I'll be there as well. It's a couple hours cruising around on the lake, eating a late lunch, mingling, mixing with Wisconsin Public Radio folks, and more importantly, with listeners like you. Afterwards, we'll take a very short walk over to Larry Mueller's house. His wife, Renee, a wonderful pastry chef, will have some Wisconsin Public Radio trivia. Yours for a pledge of $100 or more a month to Wisconsin Public Radio will get you two tickets. The tickets are limited. A lot of people already signed up to go on that cruise. Won't you join us? 1-800-383-9772.
Yeah, very special thank you for a special pledge of $100 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge of any amount is needed and appreciated during this hour, during this, last weekday morning of our winter membership drive. Your last opportunity, if you're going to be getting into the car pretty soon to go to work, your last opportunity to call in that pledge to pay for the programming that you value, to let us know that you appreciate what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and to pick up this book, The Book of Alternative Medicine by the Mayo Clinic. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And when you pledge your support to 1-800-383-9772, you might wonder to yourself, where does that money go? Well, one-third of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from people like yourself. When you call 1-800-383-9772, that helps us a long way in making our budget for the whole year. That's right, one-third of our whole budget is because of you. So again, call 1-800-383-9772. And as our thank you gift for helping us out, we'll send you that a copy of that book, The Mayo Clinic Book of Alternative Medicine, for your pledge for $150 or more.
And your money goes to pay for things like the telephone lines that we use to call our guests and get them on the air, the call-in number that you may use from time to time to join in the conversation. It really does go for everything it takes to keep a radio station on the air going strong. We are almost at the halfway point. Your call will make a difference. A goal this hour, $7,000. We want to do what we can hour by hour, call by call, pledge by pledge on the web in order to make that overall goal for the drive. We did a great job. You did a great job last hour. We don't want to fall short this hour. You can make the difference with your call, 1-800-383-9772, or your pledge online at WPR.org.
Only less than 5 minutes to go in the hour. Less than 5 minutes for you to show your support this hour and to pick up a copy of the Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine as our thank you gift for a pledge of $150 a year or more. You can find out how to treat some common conditions with complementary medicines and approaches. You can find out how what might help you for arthritis, for chronic fatigue syndrome, for the common cold. We talked about some of those this hour. For diabetes, depression, hay fever, headaches, insomnia. Are you overweight? Thinking about whether there's something on the market that will help you there. All sorts of common conditions and therapies that you might consider, natural, alternative, complementary therapies in this book, the Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
When you call 1-800-383-9772, not only will you get that book of alternative medicine for $150 or more, you'll also feel good on the inside for pledging your support to programming that you wake up to every single morning. So call 1-800-383-9772. It just takes a few more minutes. And speaking of, we only have a few more minutes to make that goal. So now's the time to call. Call 1-800-383-9772.
Joy covers it all, from health to politics, from a variety of perspectives. She lets you join in the conversation each morning. That is worth a pledge of support. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Just a few minutes left this hour to get the Mayo Clinic book, the Book of Alternative Medicine. And I love the system, Joy. It's red light, green light, yellow light. It's mm-hmm. quick and easy. It's illustrated. Lots of great pictures and diagrams. Tells you what is safe, what you may want to look out for, and what might be dangerous when it comes to your health. Because you care about your health, and because you care about the health of Wisconsin Public Radio, make that pledge now.
Less than 2 minutes to go here. You can call through the news, but do call right now to help us reach this $7,000 goal. Right now, just about $4,000. $3,000 to go. Can we do that in just a few minutes? You can help us do it. With your help, we can do it. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. $150 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you the Mayo Clinic's Book of Alternative Medicine and the member benefit card. And you will feel good for supporting a service that you value.
1-800-383-9772. Just a few more minutes left, and you don't want to miss out on that chance of getting that book. So when you call 1-800-383-9772, just pledge $150 or more, and we'll send you a copy of that book as our thank you gift to you.
You can also pledge online, WPR.org. If you're already a member, thank you so much. If you become a member during this drive, thank you. But if not, there is room for you. There is time for you this hour. 800-383-9772.
Just cross the $4,000 mark, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You have time to make that call to support Wisconsin Public Radio and to pick up a copy of the Book of Alternative Medicine. I'm Joy Cardine. Thanks to Leo and Cheryl. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.